Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's podcast, Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 21 to 35. Luke chapter 2, verse 21 to 35. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, whose name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now, when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him, according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. There had been a waiting, a servant of God who's waiting for years, who has been revealed by the Holy Spirit that there shall be a child who shall be born. Through him will be the consolation of Israel, and he will bring the salvation of God into this world. So Simeon, who has been induced by the Holy Spirit, was waiting patiently with all perseverance to meet this child. Hallelujah. So when he met the child in the temple of God, now Simeon is taking up a prayer to the Lord, and he says that, "Lord, I think this is the time that I can depart, for your servant had met the consolation of Israel, through whom the Jerusalem shall be redeemed, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, I had met." Hallelujah. And he blessed the child amidst of the congregation. He blessed the child in front of his mother and his father, Mary and Joseph. And he also had put in a parable that this child, hallelujah, that this child is destined for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword which will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ, who is the greatest judge, who brings justice to the world, many shall fall and many shall rise. For the axe is kept at the root of a tree, and it has been commissioned that whoever accepts to follow Jesus Christ will not look back, will not turn back. And any tree that does not bear fruit, it shall be cut and thrown into the fire. So Jesus Christ has been appointed as a judge who came into this world to rule and to judge the world. Hallelujah. With ultimate authority and power, who's filled by the Holy Spirit's wisdom and understanding and knowledge, child Jesus grew up with strong sense of truth with the greatest understanding of the wisdom and the scripture knowledge. He grew up strong in spirit. He was filled by the Holy Spirit's wisdom, and the grace of God was upon the child, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But not many things were revealed to their parents, to his parents. Joseph and Mary was not being revealed the depth of his future beforehand. But there were prophets, there were servants of God who were proclaiming this incident well ahead, and to whom the truth was revealed. There are many parables, there were many prophecies that came to pass through Jesus Christ. The Lord made Jesus Christ to fulfill all his promises and all his prophecies which he had given to his servants. Hallelujah. For the anointing of the Lord was upon him. Anointing of the Holy Spirit was upon the child. Simeon was glad to meet this child. How the Holy Spirit had led Simeon to meet child Jesus when he is born and been dedicated at the temple. Word of God and his guidance is glorious. We cannot even imagine how the Lord will lead his people. Once he had called his people, he will lead them. He will give them understanding, the assurance of faith, an assurance of hope will be given to them, and he will guide them through wisdom that they should not fail. And all those who had called, all those whom the Lord calls, he also makes them just, and he will bring them out of any judgment, and he will intercede for them. Hallelujah. That is the greatest assurance that we have, that we shall not be forsaken, that we shall not be cast away, but we shall be safe and sound always in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this world to judge the world and rule the world. Hallelujah. And he is the one who baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and fire. When Mary was asking Jesus Christ, because there had been a feast according to the customs of the Jews, the feast which happened in Jerusalem, they went to Jerusalem. And what happened while returning back from Jerusalem to Nazareth? Jesus Christ, he lingered, he held behind. And Mary and Joseph, they thought that Jesus was lost. And they came back. They spent a whole day, you know, to search Jesus Christ where he was missing. But Christ Jesus knowingly, he lingered himself that he will get some understanding from the elders who were in Jerusalem. He was sitting amidst of the teachers and elders in Jerusalem, and he was listening to them and also were asking so many questions back to them. Wisdom is gained by continuous interaction. You must have that curiosity and thirst to build your knowledge. You should have that godly vigor to enlighten yourself by the word of God. For the word of God is truth and knowledge and wisdom, understanding everything. It is also the food that we have, the spiritual nourishment. It is the word of God. So Jesus Christ knew what is of the top priority, and he stood by and he was listening to the teachings and the preachings that were made, and he was also interacting with the elders, asking them many questions, that they were all amazed and astonished by the questions that Jesus Christ was asking them. Hallelujah. And then Mary, who was so very anxious about what happened to yourself, Myself and my and your father, we were searching for you all day. Where did he go? Jesus said, don't you know that I should be behind my father's business? Hallelujah. In verse 49, Jesus replies back to Mary and says, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? Hallelujah. Jesus Christ knew the highest priority and his calling in this world. Amen. In this world, he knew what is his calling, what is the will of God towards him, what is the purpose of God towards him in this life. That's why he became furious when Mary was kept on asking about and checking on Jesus Christ. He said that, why do you seek me? Don't you know that I am about my father's business? I have to do his will. That's what is the purpose of God in this world. I have to fulfill that. He sent me with a purpose, so I have to fulfill that purpose. That's why even when Jesus Christ was being asked by Peter, he says, get away, Satan. For the Lord was rebuking the doubtful spirit, Satan, who spoke through Peter. And he says, get away, Satan. Because Peter was interfering into the mission of Christ Jesus. Peter was interfering with a question which was not supposed to be asked to the Lord. Because the Lord Jesus Christ should undergo problems, should undergo suffering, should undergo the trials and tribulation to come back victorious. He has to fall in order to witness a rise. And many shall fall at the day of his judgment. Hallelujah. In verse 35, it says, yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thought of many hearts may be revealed. Word of God will point. Word of God is powerful enough to pierce through your bones and marrows and touch your soul. And through the revelation, through the prophecy of the Lord, He will reveal to you about yourself. He will reveal about you to this world. Vice versa. So for a great ministry, Jesus Christ was called into this world. When Simeon had seen the child, the baby Jesus, he was astonished. He was filled with gladness. His spirit was rejoicing. He thanked God for fulfilling his promise. At a very old age, Simeon was happy that finally he had met the salvation of Israel, the consolation of Israel. He had in his arms, he held the baby in his arms. He looked to God, he prayed, he thanked the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. What a great joy it would be when the promise of God is getting fulfilled in your life. For the promise that has been deferred will make your heart tired. But when you get what has been promised, it will be a tree of life. You'll be happy and glad, you'll be rejoicing when the appointed time will come, when we shall be transformed into glory and we shall be taken up by angels on the day of his coming, that the promise of the Lord shall be fulfilled, that when he comes through the clouds, when he comes down to this world, when he shall break open all the graves, and he will make his people to rise up with him at a twinkling of an eye. Everything shall be transformed. Hallelujah. We hope because we have the vision to the faith in Christ Jesus. We hope not because of the things of this world, but by the sight with which the Lord God Almighty had given us. We hope, and through faith, that hope shall be fulfilled. Amen. Let us also examine our conduct, how we are, that we shall be made worthy of his coming. We shall be made worthy of his acceptance. Amen. For everyone in this world, God has given a purpose, a calling. And definitely, God is mighty and worthy enough to fulfill your calling in this world and appoint you with the greater commissions. Then you will be justified and received in glory. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen.